Hello, welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. This is John Griffith speaking. This week, I want to talk about, a bit of a detail this one, about research, because this technique, although all the way through I've been describing it as something that you can use in a workshop, you can actually use in a focus group as part of it, if you wish. So what I thought I'd do is explain how I would go about doing this. Research was one of the first places where people found this peculiar human ability to personalize brands. So it's not really surprising that this technique is very adaptable to using in a research setting. It has to be qualitative, because I would argue that to get people to develop a personality for a brand or to talk about it, you need to have an open-ended questions where people can talk about it. I don't see how one can simply do multiple choice and ask people to go yes, no, or to make choices between options without knowing why, because it seems to me it's actually the ability to project personality into people which becomes interesting. Though I do know that there are various attempts to use archetyping thinking and storytelling as part of research in the form of quant surveys, but that's a bit of an aside. I'm talking about it in the context of research, which is going to be about something bigger than simply what you're doing with personality, but I'll give you an example where I used it, and this was for the London Eye. The actual project was to do with developing a whole brand template qualitatively, and we opted to use the brand key, probably best known and best used by Unilever, but that's a schematic which, if you Google that, look it up, you can find all about it. So we had to look at a number of different aspects and to check it with people. But when we came on to the issue of personality, rather than just use some kind of sorting exercise where people shouting out adjectives, I thought a bit of storytelling would be appropriate. So I wanted to tell you about that. What we asked people to do, we gave them a situation where three characters, which we gave to them, were in a sort of James Bond scenario, trying to get the attention of James Bond. So it was a classic of James Bond being in the casino, being in the bar, and three women trying to attract his attention. A very simple device. One of them was the London Eye, and two of them were other London attractions. I seem to remember we had the Tower of London, who was quite posh and County Girl. We had the British Museum. We tried various ones. The one that amused me the most was Madame Tussauds, because with the dungeon and being part of Madame Tussauds, where all the torches and stuff are there, she turned into a bit of a bondage madam in people's descriptions. That was quite amusing. But what we discovered was that people were effortlessly able to tell a story which amounted to no more than a single scene. So the objective was who was going to get the attention of the handsome man at the bar, and three women doing that. And one of our characters being London Eye, we were able to compare how the London Eye would behave relative to other London attractions. Now, in the interest of balance, and I think it's important that we did this, we didn't just look at the London Eye as a woman. We reversed it in the other way, where three male characters, one of them being the London Eye, was trying to attract the attention of a girl in a bar in much the same way. So we were able to test it from both directions. I mention it because, first of all, it worked very well. Whenever you do what's called a projective exercise in a focus group, it costs you time. It's always worth it, because once people have got the idea, they really enter into it and you get much richer feedback from it. And we certainly didn't spend more than 10 minutes working on that particular scenario, and it fitted beautifully into a whole area of questioning, which was right across establishing what the brand was all about, its audience, its values, its mission, and so on and so forth. So that worked really well. I mention it because it might give you the idea of using screenplay scene writing as part of a research project, but also because it gives me a perfect opportunity to point out that if you're short of time and you don't have the confidence or time to do an entire brand screenplay workshop in this way, you can still do a single scene. And the way I've described it is rather like the deleted scenes in a DVD, which they insist on putting in, even if they're not part of the actual film. The reason why a scene is the way it is and is left out is because it doesn't assist the overall arc of the narrative. That's why we have deleted scenes. So the principle of simply having a scene is not only does a film has an arc, have a storyline, but an individual scene has a job to do within the context of that whole narrative arc. So it's perfectly feasible to do an exercise just with one seam with a simple objective and to see how the brand performs within that. It's not as elaborate as if you were doing it across a whole screenplay of a three-act film drama, but it works perfectly well as part of another workshop or something, another meeting, which you might be using for another purpose. So I'd recommend that you think about doing that. The way in which you go about it is still very simple, and it should be clear from the research example I've given, which is that you have your character, you have a couple of other competitors, though they don't have to be in the same marketplace, though in a research setting that would probably make sense for people. What you then set out to do is you have an objective. By virtue of the way you set up the scene, the genre is normally fairly clear. And what you then go off and do is tell the story and see what comes out. Now, in a research setting, there's no time for interpretation, although you might prod them a couple of times just to see what their impression was. The value of this kind of exercise is it still allows you to look at the personality of your brand under pressure to see how it develops, how it responds, and what can be very useful, whether it has a distinctive personality versus immediate competitors. So I would recommend that as a technique. That's all I really want to say about the idea of setting a scene to do a screenplay, but as a variant on doing an overall screenplay, that's worth doing, and it gives me a chance to remind you that you can use this in research as well. And that's all I've got to say on this topic this week. Thanks for listening.